Angoon to Juneau. Angoon is a Tlingit village with a commercial fishing and subsistence lifestyle. Angoon is the only permanent settlement on Admiralty Island, and Alaska Natives have lived here for centuries. In the late 1800s, a commercial whaling station was located at Kilisnu, just south of the present-day Angoon Ferry Terminal. Heading north out of Angoon, look for humpback whales in Chatham Strait. Dolls, porpoises, killer whales, and diving seabirds may also be found in these waters. The small community of Tenneke Springs, built around a natural hot springs, is located in Tenneke Inlet. Icy Strait is the major east-to-west waterway in northern southeast Alaska, connecting the inside waters of Lynn Canal and North Chatham with the Gulf of Alaska. On a clear day, the massive, perennially snow-covered peaks of the Fairweather Mountain Range are visible from Chatham to the west down Icy Strait. The Fairweathers are among the tallest peaks in southeast Alaska and some of the highest, steepest coastal mountains in the world, towering more than 15,000 feet above the shoreline. Continuing north up Chatham Strait, the name of the waterway changes, although this is the same fjord. Chatham Strait becomes Lynn Canal at the north end of Admiralty Island. The lighthouse at Point Retreat, at the northern tip of Admiralty Island, is a notable landmark. In the springtime, brown bears forage on the beaches of Admiralty Island. Looking north between Lincoln and Shelter Islands is North Pass, a prime whale-watching area. North Pass is relatively shallow and drops off into deep water to the north and the south. A combination of currents and topography makes this a rich fishing area, which draws whales as well as halibut and salmon anglers. A series of rocky reefs and low-lying islands extend north from Barlow Point on Admiralty, and at low tide these are popular perches for resting eagles. Black oyster catchers, with their bright red-orange bills and pink legs, may be seen on the rocks, and pigeon guillemots, merlets, and scoters are abundant in these waters. The dark rocky outcrops of these reefs contrast with the large, blocky boulders on the shoreline. These are glacial erratics, rocks that originated dozens of miles away in the coastal mountains of southeast Alaska. During the Ice Age, glaciers like the Mendenhall carried these boulders down from the mountains. Frozen into icebergs, they were carried seaward, where tides and currents rafted them to these beaches. A lighted buoy marks Faust Rock. Buoys, which serve as navigation aids, are magnets for sea lions. It's common to see three or four hauled out on the small platform just below the light, often bellowing at other sea lions in the water, jockeying to usurp their position. The Mendenhall Glacier is a striking landmark to the east. At the glacier, a visitor center, trail system, and salmon viewing platform offer opportunities to see wildlife up close. The broad glacial Mendenhall Valley is home to about half of Juneau's population, some of whom live on land that was under ice just a few hundred years ago. The shores of Mendenhall Lake, near the glacier, are also a summer home to the world's champion long-distance migrant. Each spring, Arctic terns fly from Antarctic waters to nest up north, including the shores of the Mendenhall Lake. These acrobatic birds may be seen throughout Lynn Canal. They look like graceful gulls with white bodies, black-capped heads, pointed wings, and deeply forked swallowtails. In the fall, these 4-ounce birds make the return trip to the southern hemisphere, an annual flight of about 24,000 miles, equivalent to the distance of flying around the world. Approaching Auk Bay, look for humpback whales, seals, killer whales, sea lions, and dolls and harbor porpoises. Unlike dolls porpoises, harbor porpoises rarely approach boats and are usually seen in small groups, their dark backs rolling at the surface as they feed. Alaska's Marine Highway Ferry Terminal is located in Auk Bay, about 14 miles north of downtown Juneau. Most of Juneau's sport fishing charters and whale watching tours leave from Auk Bay. Seals, sea lions, harbor porpoises, and a myriad of birds can be seen in Auk Bay.